Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it's truly our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in today. If you'd like to call in during the show with questions or comments, please feel free to dial 347-850-1100. Again, that call-in number is 347-850-1100. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Nancy Cannon. Are you with us, Nancy?
I am. Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being with us, and good morning to you. Nancy brings a wealth of experience, and we're excited to be talking to her today about openness in adoption, and the topic is helpful or harmful, and there's such discussion that's taken place around this topic. So, Nancy, we're excited to hear your knowledge and information to share with us, and if we could, I think let's get started a little bit about what is openness.
Right. Well, you know, it really starts, it's a relationship. It's a relationship that an adoptive couple and a birth mom build together. And I have found through the years that it is very relationship driven, openness is, and it also evolves. And so where you start out in openness when baby is first born and where you end up many, many years later is a completely different spot. But the basis of openness, which is exchanging, identifying information, exchanging, and having personal visits with the child through the years is it's built on trust, and really a trust is the measure of the honesty and fairness that each party has for one another, and so for birth moms and for adoptive families, it starts out based on trust. The adoptive family, you know, for birth mom, she's looking at is the adoptive family, are they who they say they are? Is mm-hmm. for the family, is the birth mom accurate and truthful regarding the birth father and her background information? All of these things, it's like an onion. You peel back each layer, and you build this relationship until you get to the core, and that's where you're. Openness agreement, where the trust lives, right in the core of it. And so birth mom in turn is always trusting that the adoptive family is going to provide their baby with the life that she wanted them to have. But in addition to that, there is a trust that the birth mom has for the family that they're going to honor her in their home and honor her place as a birth parent. And those are all the things that are interchanged as they build that relationship.
Right. And so definitely you've honed in there on the factor of trust and how important that is in that relationship. Can we just take a step back real quick and talk about the historical perspectives of openness? How did we get where we are now in the adoption community in our understanding of the benefits of openness?
Right. I you know, for so many years, closed adoption was the only way that adoptions happened. And more as single parenting became more socially accepted, that the closed adoption piece, women were not interested in any longer. They wanted to know where their babies went. They wanted to have a sense of involvement. And I think when adoption agencies got smart about it and said, look, we need to look for ways to empower women in this process, that women started looking at this as an option again. Certainly for many years, we transitioned into the semi-open, where the birth mother selected the family and got pictures and letters of the baby for 18 years. But there wasn't any personal contact. And now it's evolving, I think, even into more fully open, where there are relationships throughout this child's life with the birth family.
Right, and that is best described, I think, in much of the information that we have at our disposal now, is moving more from secrecy and stigma to knowledge and connection, and openness being about that connected relationship. So what are the reasons why that's important?
Well, you know, when you I saw this analogy and I really liked it. When you get married, you may not love your in-laws, you know, but you build a relationship because you love your spouse. And when you're an adoptive family, it may be, you know, that same feeling that you know, that they're not a member of the family, but you include them and make them part of that because your child's self and esteemed and identity are built on knowing both families. And that takes the secrecy away. And when you do that, you give your child an opportunity for connections and information about their life. They get a chance to feel valued by their birth parents. And that is, I think, the most important thing of openness. But I think for open adoption to be successful, you have to believe, and families have to believe, that it's important. And they have to put a value on that.
Right. And that value is based upon what's in the best interest of this child, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So,
but that, you know, there's study after study has shown that that children do not, they're not confused about who their real parent is. They know who their real parent, their adoptive families are their real parent. And so I don't think that ever is a concern in an open adoption, that they don't know. But if they've been told their story, they also get a sense of who their birth parents are as they grow up.
And that's an important factor for birth parents,
mm-hmm,
as
correct,
well.
Right.
You know, knowing the open and honest relationship that is developing. And what has your experience been with the impact or implications that openness has? Let's shift a little bit here from a birth mother's perspective.
Well, I think for a birth mother, she, you know, especially for our young birth moms who cognitively, you know, when they deliver, they cognitively cannot think of long-term consequences. They're long-term, and it's not their fault. That's where they are on the age spectrum, And so for them to try to visualize that they will never, ever see their baby again is too great for them. They need those visits. And sometimes birth parents move on. And that's why I say openness is always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I did read something just recently that from a child that says, closed adoption leaves spaces to make up stories or reasons why you were put up for adoption, because you wouldn't have the answers. You could think you were just left there because no one cared about you. But when I learned from asking my birth mom is that she cared for me and she wanted me to have a good life. And if I hadn't known that, I probably would have thought the worst. And that's out of the mouth of a child. And I think that's really, you know, birth parents can really enrich the life of our kids.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the things that evolves from this is that sometimes these relationships do change. And sometimes, for instance, you know, some people have asked, why would a family not follow through with what kind of commitment they had already set up with this birth mom? And sometimes circumstances change that leaves them feeling guilty, such as a divorce. That may leave that adoptive family feeling very guilty and not wanting to reach out to mom again, because birth mom, because they don't want her to know that, or they feel that they would have disappointed her in some way, or even a loss of a job. Sometimes personal crises come in, and they just don't have they're without the emotional energy to maintain a relationship at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes these things come in to play. And I think all of us as caseworkers know there are times when we are frustrated when families aren't following through with what they have originally agreed on.
Right. But there's always the opportunity to then turn that back around and regain that openness in the adoption. Have you experienced that, or do you agree with the fact that we could do that?
Oh, absolutely. We always need to see anytime there's a change, I think it needs to be renegotiated. It always needs to be renegotiated. There are going to be times when it might not work perfectly, but it doesn't mean it can't go back to that. And I think that you have to verbalize what is happening, and change can come again, and then openness can resume. But I think that the trust, if the trust is the foundation of a relationship, you can get there. And that's why follow through is absolutely so important. It just nurtures and respects the relationship.
So
it is not only important to birth mom, but it's important to the child to know that the family's been, you know, consistent with what they promised they would do.
Right, right. My parents provided this information to my birth mother over the years, and that is very significant. So when we talk about nuts and bolts a minute, if you would, a birth mother or an adoptive family who's listening and wondering, like, okay, this openness all sounds quite interesting, but what does this mean exactly? What does this look like if I want, as a birth mother, to create this plan, or as an adoptive family to engage in this open adoption? When it comes down to it, what does that mean? Am I meeting her over the weekend? Where are we meeting? What are we doing? What is it?
Well, it really is. Even in a fully open adoption, there is a great plane of availability for the birth mom. She can meet them at a restaurant. She can meet them at a park. Sometimes our offices have, you know, we have meeting rooms for families and birth moms to meet. Some families, adoptive families, want the birth mom to come to their home. That's why I say it's very relationship driven, and it really depends on the relationship that the family and the birth mom have and maintain.
Absolutely. And we always say no two adoptions look alike. No two open adoptions look alike.
Right. Exactly.
So when we talk about the impact of openness on all three parts of the adoption triad, what would you say is the most important piece that you kind of wish that all of us in the adoption community would focus a little bit more on?
Well, I think that each person can enrich each other and their relationship. The birth mom can be loved and supported by the adoptive couple. The adoptive couple gets the information and the sense of, you know, we all want to raise healthy kids. That's our goal as parents, raising healthy children. And having this helps to raise healthy children who have a strong sense of self and identity. And then for the birth child to know that they were loved by their birth parents. What a sense of security that takes for a child throughout their life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm wondering as well, for those who may be considering this, what's the message from you or from the adoption community about the do's and the don'ts? What are the most significant things that we should remember if we're moving toward either a semi or a fully open adoption?
I think it to be open-minded and not judgmental, I think, is probably the first thing. You want to keep in mind that you're connecting with people from all walks of life, and let it grow. You know, we always tell our families, you know, the first day you meet your birth mom for the first time, it's like a blind date. And then, you know, you have a second date and a third date. And that's how relationships grow. And I think you go and being respectful of everyone and the differences and even the varying experiences that an adoptive family may have as opposed to a birth mom. And to be aware that even their own feelings about adoption may change over time. I think that's really important. Honoring, and then after the adoption, the openness is started, I think honoring commitments is so very, very, very important. And it's back to that trust base again. If you promise to send pictures and every other month, or promise texts, make certain you follow through on these promises, because, you know, birth parents no longer have legal rights to their children. All they have is the word of the adoptive couple that they are going to follow through with what they promised. So if an adoptive family breaks a promise that they made about contacts or updates, it causes a birth mom to really question other promises that they had made to them, even about, you know, how they would raise and care for their child. It puts it in doubt. And so I would say that honoring a commitment once the open adoption has started, that is so very, very important. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was just going to ask you, while these relationships are built on trust and it changes over time, I'm wondering your opinion about the contract, so to speak, if you will, and the establishment of that at the onset. Is that something you feel the adoptive parents and birth mothers should have a third party involved in, such as an agency, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think that is originally that's how we all started, but I am finding with more smartphones, there's more things going on now outside of the agency, and so that's another reason why, you know, making a commitment in honoring your birth mother is so very, very important. Because sometimes this contact is outside, and most likely the contact and continued communication is going to be outside of the agency.
Right.
But we
right.
can certainly navigate, we can certainly help couples navigate that with their birth mother initially. What does it look like for the birth mom? What is it she's thinking of? And what is the adoptive family, what are they looking for? And hopefully we can find a good fit for that.
And if there are issues or situations that come up over the years, long term, because we're talking about relationships for the lifetime of a child, what is an adoptive family to do, or a birth mother to do, if something's not going well?
Well, we have lots of skilled people here at our agency that can help navigate them through whatever difficulty they may be having at the time. And certainly that's when, you know, your adoption agency and the professionals that are there can help with that and help represent both the family and the birth mom through this process.
So it's not necessarily a situation that you would recommend that they sort out on their own, or possibly?
Well, if they can't sort it out, I would say definitely then there's a place for that in an agency to help them through that.
Okay. And I think you had some other important points that you were going to speak to about a moment ago.
Yeah, I was. I just wanted to make sure everyone out there was aware that as Mother's Day is coming up, the Saturday before Mother's Day was designated as Birth Mother's Day back in 1990.
Right.
And I want to remind everyone that that is coming up, and many adoptive parents I know send flowers or a card with photos of their child or call the birth mom on Birth Mother's Day. And so, and even if the child is old enough to participate in honoring her birth mom or his birth mom, she can sign a card or maybe color a picture or include a drawing in it. That would be very meaningful. And I think it's also very easy then to have a nice discussion with your child about adoption and the love that went into that birth mother's decision.
What a wonderful tribute to birth mothers everywhere. Thank you for that reminder.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Birth Mother's Day on Saturday. So, you know, helpful or harmful, I think we've pretty much kind of covered that today. I see lots of helpfulness and openness in our the questions and information we get from both birth parents and adoptive families and from the general community suggests that there is continuing interest and growth in openness and adoption. So we're thrilled that you could take time out of your very busy schedule to be with us today. And so a great big thank you, Nancy. Thank you so much.
And thanks for the opportunity, and love the radio show every week.
Thank you. For our listeners looking to connect with Adoption Associates, Feel free to contact us at 800-677-2367 or on the web, adoptionassociates.net. Tune in next week when we speak with an adult adoptee who will share her story. For now, this is Jennifer with Adoption Associates. This is Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone.